Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Nicole?
Yes, it is.
Great, Nicole. My name is
Daniel. You are.
I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash, and I'm actually in the Google Guarantee department. How are you doing this Thursday?
Okay. Oh, I'm doing well. Yeah, running around like a crazy lady.
Right. It's almost Friday, though, right? Friday's Eve.
Yes, and it's raining. It's going to rain here tomorrow, too, so that's always nice for
Company. So just to verify real quick, so you're doing Google Ads right now, a pay-per-click campaign, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So have you heard or seen Google Guaranteed? Do you know what it is?
Not really, no, I've not.
So a lot of companies don't know about it yet. It's a newer program through Google. So Google Ads, right, which you're already familiar with, when you're clicked on, it takes from your budget. Doesn't mean it's a call, a lead, right? It's just literally what it sounds like, just a click, you know? Google Guaranteed, what it is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, Nicole, if you do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, then you will not be charged for the lead. So if it's like out of your radius, a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, then you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, so, like, we just signed up with Angie's Leads.
Right.
And
okay.
So, right, so, like, they will send you a lead, and if you're, like, a perfect match with their lead, then they're going to charge you.
Yes. As soon as you accept that lead, you're charged for them from them, regardless of what happens. With Google Guaranteed, right, the way it works, they're not pre-screened. They're screened on the call. So every company that shows in the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google bots, so like an AI, and that automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. It's crazy how, like, accurate it is. Okay.
Which AIO is something that we've just have started as well. Is that the same thing?
No. So what you started is like Amazon Alexa, Google Voice, right, Siri, like all that type of stuff for the voice searches. This is Google Guaranteed. It's a totally separate program. And there's a couple requirements to qualify for it. Okay. So the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads, okay? It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google is telling that client, hey, we guarantee this company, we vetted them, they passed all our checks, okay? One of those checks is you have to have 5 5-star reviews. You already have 6, so you're good there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Great job, by the way. Another one in your area does not require licensing. Okay. It does require insurance though. So does the company currently have insurance?
Yes.
You do. Awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Now the last requirement, any face-to-face employees. All right. In other words, if you guys have like a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the client or whoever that is, right, would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to. So background check's good. You have the required amount of reviews. You're insured, so you qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yes.
Yes. So let's pull those up. Give me one quick second. All right. So you're
When you talk about background check, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. The background check, how far back do you...
They go off the past 7 years, and they're looking for any felonies against the individual or any lawsuits against the company.
Okay, yeah, no, we'll be good with that one. Okay.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. I have a client, he's on Google Guaranteed, loves it. He has something from like 25 years ago, and he's golden. He passed like nothing.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Whatever reason, if it's a DUI, even if that's like a month ago, they don't care.
Okay, yeah, no, not that even. I mean, we're too legit now that we're old, you know.
Right, no, right.
It's funny.
Right, we're all young and dumb, right?
So
I get it.
So I get it.
Right, I've been there too. So I understand. Okay, so for the Fencing Pro Vertical, your cost per qualified lead is going to be $53.33 per lead.
Okay. These would be like new, like install type of leads. Did y'all control?
You control it. So great question. Okay. On Google Guaranteed, you're going to have a list of subcategories. I'm pulling those up right now. So those include custom construction, fence design, fence installation, repairs and maintenance, and the infamous other. Others on every vertical, okay? But for example, like if you didn't want repairs and maintenance, you wanted to keep it to the custom construction, the fence design, the fence installations, you turn on the type of leads that you want, okay? If a lead comes through and it's not a service you provide, you're automatically not charged for that lead is the way it works.
Okay.
Great question. Now, Google does require a minimum budget, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you like. Okay, I got a guy in New York that takes on 200 leads a month. So the sky's the limit.
Okay.
But the minimum budget I'm required to tell you about is at $696.
Okay. Got that.
Now, your lead budget, and I'm going to send you all this in writing, too, just so you're aware. Your lead budget that you set, it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you do the 13 leads, like the minimum budget. And let's say, I'm just going to use one lead as an example. But let's say you take on one qualified lead. You decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. Booked out, on vacation, whatever it is. Or let's just say you only got one qualified lead for that month. Okay? The following month, you're not charged the $696. You're only charged for that one lead you took on. The $53.33. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we have finished the Google Guarantee application process. This is where we submit your insurance, run the background check. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these up, though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually it's done within 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
We do charge, though, a one-time Google Guarantee application fee. So it's not like a renewal fee. You pay this one time. You never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Okay.
So what I would like to do first is everything we just went over, I'm going to send off to you in writing. Is this one on your website good? The admin at freedomfenceandgates.com? Is that the correct email?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. That goes to me.
Perfect. All right. Just give me one second. All right. Copy and paste. Okay. So the email coming through right now, it's going to be titled Google Guarantee. I am going to reply to that email with your vertical, which just means your category, like Google Guarantee jargon, your cost per lead, what your minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste the subcategories. That way you have them, okay?
Okay.
Give me one quick second here. 5333. You guys are doing an awesome job, too. I see you're showing up locally, organically. Sounds like you got all the voice stuff going. Yeah, 100%. The good thing, too, about Google Guaranteed is you can show up anywhere you want as long as you have the required licensing and insurance. So, like, in the state of Texas, they're not requiring license, so you're good. But if you went, like, if you guys wanted to show up in California, for example, you technically could, but you would just need to have the license for that area, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. So this would help with, like, you know, like the Google Ads. Like, we could probably lower our budget on the Google Ads, because I really, I'll be honest, like, I've not seen much return that I'm aware of.
So your ad clicks are what, like $10, $15 a click, somewhere around there?
I don't really know, because I went in there and I upped my budgeted, and then I was messing with my SEO, SMO team. So I took the app off my phone.
So I'm going to tell you, the only clients that I recommend Google Ads to are the ones that either don't qualify for Google Guaranteed, or the ones that Google Guaranteed's just not an available category yet, like Concrete, et cetera, okay? Google Guaranteed, I know it's a little more, but you're paying for a set appointment now. Like, you have to speak with the person, you have to set an appointment with them in order for it to be a qualified lead. With Google Ads, it's just clicks, you know? So, you can get some work from it. But this is just way more, it's way more productive, I should say, you know, 100%.
Okay, really, really just people that truly are interested in what they're going in to looking for. Basically.
Right, well, Google's backing you. They're saying, hey, we guarantee this company. Now, I'm not telling you you're going to get, like, all great calls, right? Like, some of them are going to call and say, hey, what are your hours, right? But you're not charged for those leads. Like, you're going to have to set an appointment with that lead. Now, to safeguard it, right, in your tracking, we provide you with a tracking system, okay? And it will show you every lead that comes through, and it says next to it, paid or unpaid, which basically means qualified or unqualified, okay?
Okay.
Now, when your phone rings, what's going to happen, so you know it's a Google guaranteed lead, it's going to come through as LSA lead, which means local service ad. So you will know it's a Google guaranteed lead when it calls.
Okay, because, like, I'll get calls that come through and say spam risk, and I'm like, okay, who is this? And I answered it, like, oh, this answered my phone. I answered it, and it wanted to be in a lady down the street, you know, like, in the neighborhood, like, here in town. I'm thinking, why did that come across as spam risk? You know,
right. It's weird. Some, because I have some clients that call in, and on our phone it says spam, and they're obviously not a spam. You know, like, that's just weird. So basically on Google Guaranteed, it's gonna, whether their phone comes up as spam or if it's a private call or whatever it is, it's gonna come through on your phone as LSA lead. So that way you know it's a Google Guaranteed lead. Put your game face on, you know?
Right. Get all the children out of here and dogs.
For sure. And we give you, like, our lead technicians will give you, like, strategies and stuff, but you guys have been doing this.
Okay.
You know how to answer the phone and stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
Be easy breezy. Okay, so I sent you those emails. Give me 1 second here. So your first name is Nicole, right? N-I-C-O-L-E?
No, N-I-C-H-O-L-E.
Oh, man. Okay, H-O-L-E. Thank God for spell check. Can't do them on names, though.
Right.
Just for account purposes, Nicole, what's your last name?
Okay, Street, like the road. S-T-R-E-E-T.
Got it. All right. I knew a football player out here named Chris Street. Amazing football player. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Okay, this phone, so the way Google Guarantee works, okay, it's going to forward to your phone and come through as LSA lead. So like I said, it's a Google rotating number. That way Google can find out if it's qualified or unqualified through the AI. So do you want those leads forwarded to the 512-897-0406 number?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So that's the primary. Okay. Company name, is it, so it's registered as Freedom Fence and Gates LLC. Is that correct?
Yes, right. And is actually spelled out.
Okay, got it, got it. And then, let's see, the address for the company, we don't have to show it on your Google Guarantee profile either. If you don't want, we can't hide it. But we do have to use it for the application purposes. So is it 100 Commons Road, Suite 7-717?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And that's Dipping Springs 78620. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. And for Google Guaranteed, you already have your local area pretty sewed up. Where do you want to target? Like, where do you want to target with Google Guaranteed?
Okay, let me go get my zip codes. Do you do it by zip codes? Do you do it by, like, area?
Zip codes are the best. My clients that use zip codes, I think it's better that way because you're targeting specific areas, you know?
Okay. Let me give you... See where that piece of paper goes. Let's see here. Oh, I have it already right here. Okay. All righty. Okay, I got the key areas to hit and stuff off of. Okay. Okay, I have 78610.
Okay.
78739.
Okay.
78749.
Okay.
78748.
78748. Got it.
Uh-huh. Yep. 78652.
Okay.
Should I keep going?
Oh, yeah, please.
I'm doing it. Yeah, okay. 78640.
Okay.
78747.
Okay.
78745.
Okay.
78737.
Okay.
78744.
Okay.
78619.
Okay.
78736.
Okay.
78735.
Got it.
And 78666.
Got it.
And I've got more if you need more.
Okay. So
this is one of our sales guys.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to, instead of just repeating them all back to you, I'm just responding to our email with all the zip codes that I put down to make sure I got them right. And if you want, if it's easier, if you have it like on the computer, you could just copy and paste like all the zip codes and I could put them in or I could take them verbally, whatever's easier on you, you know?
Okay. Yeah, Matt, do you have your zip codes that you like? Oh, okay. Are you ready, Daniel?
I'm ready. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
620.
78620.
Got it.
619.
78619.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. That's already on here, but go ahead.
78737.
78737. Got it. That's already on here.
38.
78738. Okay,
78738.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
78769.
Got it.
78569.
Got it. 78569. Got it.
78569. Got it. 75-6. That's something like 5-6. I'm 5-6. That's one. Round Rock once. And then you want to go Round Rock North.
I don't know. Let me do North Austin.
This is going to be great to reach those areas too that you guys aren't, because you already have like the local area pretty sewed up, you know, so you want to target like outside of there, you know.
Yes. 78729.
Got it.
78728.
Oh, give me 1 second, my enter button like stuck or something. Say it again. 78
728.
Mm-hmm.
78727.
Got it.
Let's see, 78758.
Got it.
Let's see, we got 78754.
Okay.
Let's see, 78757.
Got it.
78731.
Okay.
I forget what Westlake zip codes are. I used to live there. You think I'd remember. all right, 7-6-2-6-2. No, I'm sorry. That's wrong. Totally wrong area.
Okay.
Me there. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's all in Germany or something.
Yeah, it's like going, take me way up north. Wait, 78746.
4-6, got it. 78746.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's probably a good start.
It definitely is. Definitely. So I'm going to tell you what every client that I have has done except for one, okay?
Okay.
Here, let me copy these zip codes. They all start with a minimum budget just to get a feel for it, see how it works,
okay.
You know? And then you're going to want to up your budget, especially with the amount of zip codes, right? Because you may blow through that budget pretty quick, right?
Right, okay.
Now, it's not like search engine optimization. I'm sending you those other zip codes. I have a couple spaces in there for whatever reason, but you just ignore those.
okay.
What I was going to say is it's not like SEO where you have to wait a period of time for you to rank. As soon as you pass your application, we're able to put you in these areas that you're targeting. Okay? Okay. So I got that information. Let me verify the website too. So it's freedomfenceandgates.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, another thing on this too. On Google Guaranteed, so if they click on your profile and decide to go to your website and call you, you're not charged for those leads at all. Because they have to actually click that Google rotating number in order for you to be charged. So it's good for us to put your website, too, on your Google Guaranteed profile.
Okay.
Let me see. So I have service radius. Okay. So the next step to this, Nicole, what I'm going to do is assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person, like, managing your leads. Okay. They just want to meet you.
Okay.
They'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start with that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, an application is going to be sent out to you, for me, via text message and via email shortly. They're going to be able to check that application and make sure that it was submitted properly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, even though I am not your lead technician on this, I'm really active in my accounts. So I'm going to send you my direct line and extension to via text. Give me one second.
Okay. Do you need a copy of our insurance?
Yes, you're going to add that in the application. So what it's going to be is they want to see your Accord document. And it gives you an example of what it looks like. Ignore the amounts on it. It's just the type of document they need. All right, so here that comes right now, the text. Okay, before I schedule that appointment and I get your client interview scheduled and send that app to you via text and via email, for the one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed, remember, you pay this one time, you never have to pay it again, okay? Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's both.
Okay, it's both. Perfect. And the billing address, is it the business address, the 100 Commons Road?
Yes.
All right. Sweet. 7-717. Add that. Okay. The card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It is a MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
Okay. It is 5577.
Mm-hmm.
2900.
Mm-hmm.
6191.
Okay.
1185.
All right. Expiration?
1226.
All right. And the CVC code?
It is 130.
All right. So what I'm doing now is I'm coding out the card. Already assigned the package to, I got you assigned to Ivan. Okay. He's amazing.
Okay.
I'll introduce you to them too. Give me one second to schedule that. And I'm going to process the one-time application fee. Now, a heads up, okay, your lead budget will not be charged automatically. What's going to happen is after your, and Ivan will explain this to you too, but after your application is approved, you're going to get a text, email, and phone call verification to make sure you're ready to turn your leads on. You have to approve us for that to be able to charge that lead budget. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So give me one quick sec. In this application, I'm going to send you via text, and I'm going to respond to our email thread with the link on it as well. That way you have it in both spots, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me one quick sec. All right, let's say application. All right, here it comes.
Okay.
The app's super easy. You're going to see on there because it's an app that we send all clients, even when licensing is required. So where you see license, it's going to prompt you to just put NA, like non-applicable or whatever, you know?
Okay.
Okay. So don't worry about filling that in. But it's pretty easy breezy. You just want to follow the prompt on there. It's going to show you a sample of the certificate of insurance that you need. If you don't have that certificate, right, all insurance companies have it. So all, like, I have clients that didn't have it, and all they had to do is call or text their insurance guy, and they shot it right over to them. Super easy.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, couple more things I need to go over with you. So the background check, okay? If Pinkerton, so Google has two companies do it. It's either Pinkerton or Evident. If Pinkerton does the background check, no other information than what's on the application is needed, okay? If Evident does the background check, okay, they're going to require you to scan a front and back of your driver's license, okay? When Ivan creates the profile, he's going to be able to tell you which one it is, okay? If it's Evident, just have your driver's license with you. That way you could just he'll send you a text on the phone to be able to scan the front and back. That way we could just push it through.
Okay.
All right. So just heads up on that. Let's get this client interview scheduled. All right. Let's see. Okay. So he usually, they like it to be next day. That way, the main reason is so you guys have time to fill out your application. The soonest appointment he has tomorrow is going to be, what is this, a 9:30 appointment? The latest is a 5:30, and he has pretty much all the slots in between. What time would work best for you? Let me ask you that.
Still going to, let's see here, what did she say? We're going to do some pictures with our marketing team. Let me go back to what she says. Let's meet tomorrow and sign, but yes, you won't be able to do as much. True term. Okay, to be okay. Yes, it's 10. Okay, so let's do. Let's do.
Usually it takes like 20 minutes. Is really all it is. Because what's gonna happen? We block off a full hour, but usually it's like a 20-minute phone call. It's pretty quick.
Okay. Let's do. Let's do 12:30.
12:30. Okay.
Like, well.
That is perfect. Okay, so I am going to book you in for 12:30 right now. You're going to get an email calendar invite, okay? It's going to say LSA on it. Remember, get used to that term because that's how the leads will come through on your phone is LSA lead. But it will say LSA CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English, okay? 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to be automatically triggered an email reminder and a text reminder as well, so you'll know it's coming, okay? And the way it works, we're going to call you from our 877 number, the one I texted you, and I'll actually call and I'll introduce you to Ivan. If I'm on the phone, though, with another client, what happens is he just calls on his own, okay? So just a heads up on that. Sometimes I'll get inbound, so we don't want to miss the appointment, you know?
Right.
Okay, so that is scheduled. Now, another thing I want to go over with you, did you receive the email, the local splash initial invoice?
I'm sorry. My stupid dog's still barking.
Oh, okay. You're good. You're good. I got a dog, too. I get it. They're happy to see you, you know?
And it's everything else that makes noises. Oh, goodness. Okay, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Oh, so in your email inbox, you're going to see an email titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
So you want to pull that up. And the fifth line down, you're going to see a blue hyperlink. It's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms. When you click on that, okay, it's going to take you to our local Splash Terms of Experience. This has basically all our services. You're going to ignore most of this, okay? Google Business Profile Optimization, we're not doing that. Directory Submissions, Google Ads, we're not doing that as well. Everything below where it says Google Guaranteed is what you want to pay attention to, okay?
Okay.
That's what's included in your program, okay?
Okay.
The Google Workspace, too, ignore that. You already have a Google Workspace, but everything underneath Google Guaranteed except for the Google Workspace. So after you reviewed it, it looks like you already did it too. You checked that box, right? So you're on a username and password screen. Okay. I'm going to send you your username and password right now. This is where you'll track your leads. Now, I've had clients ask me like, how often should I monitor it, right? It really doesn't matter because it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead, but I always recommend to at least check it weekly. This is going to show you like every lead that came through and it will say paid or unpaid next to it. Okay. And that won't happen until, your Google Guarantee application is approved. So that's really the first step.
Okay.
All right. When you go in there, it's going to say like connect your Google listing. Don't do any of that. Don't touch any of that stuff. I just want you to have your login credentials. But you're not going to need them until the leads are active, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Okay, so do you have any questions for me so far?
I don't think so. What else is happening? Okay, log in. Okay, I got to log in successfully or something. Okay, maybe walk through. Okay. Oh, got something else. Okay. Yeah, I see the invoice, it looks like. Okay, the terms, okay. Okay, so set up, okay. Okay, the invitation. All right, so we accept the invitation, okay. And then I go on, and that's where I'm going to add all the rest of the information, like our insurance, and...
On the application. On the application.
Okay.
That's really, because I know you got a bunch of emails right now. You got all our texts. The main thing you want to focus on is the application. That's the one that's the next step. That's what you want to get done. That way we can push that through and get everything rolling.
Okay. All right. And I need to sign our insurance. It sounds, but our insurance, I have here, I think it's maybe our commercial insurance. Okay, let's see, painful. I may have called Mary. I have a copy, but it's for one of our builders. It just has his name at the bottom of it. Does that matter? It's like a certificate.
You want it to, it is a certificate. So in the application, there's an example of what it looks like. You want to make sure that the business name, like your business name should be on the certificate.
Okay, and not the builder that we do the business for. Okay.
Yes. You want your business name on it. So if you have one for the builder, I'd recommend call your insurance company, and they'll be able to shoot you over, tell them in a CORD document, like ACORD.
Okay. I'm looking for 98 pages, but okay, I'll find it.
Yeah, it should be, it's like one page. It's one page. When you pull up the application, we even show you an example of exactly what it looks like. It should be like an Accord. Accord will be in the top left-hand corner.
Okay. Alrighty. And that's it. The other one, I just need to find my particular one. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. I think that's it.
You're going to love this, Nicole. I'm glad we could get you going on this program. I'll tell you this, too. Since we started this 2 years ago, we have 100% retention rate on it. Like, it is the best lead program on the market currently. I'm sure you're going to love it, and you'll see how much more productive it is than Google Ads. 100%.
Okay. I hope so.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being nicked and dimed by Google Ads.
But you know, Google Ads is great, but it's like, you know, you get clicked on and it just takes from your budget, you know, and actually you could get 3 clicks from the same person before it starts blocking it. So it starts adding up, you know, like Google Guaranteed, okay. It's just way more productive, you know, because you're getting a phone call, you have to set an appointment or give a quote, you know, like, which I know you don't do quotes over the phone. You got to go to the client and do the estimate, but, it'll be way better for you. 100%.
Okay. We're excited.
I'm excited for you. Yeah. Yeah. So make sure to get that application filled out. If when doing it, if you have any questions, and it's pretty straightforward, but if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. If I'm on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
Sounds perfect.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Awesome. We'll talk to you tomorrow at between 12:30 and 1:30. Okay?
That's right. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Nicole. Have a great night.
Okay. All right.
All right.
You too. Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.